Nathan, first of all, nights like that, I guess they're the ones that live long in a player's memory, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone can be delighted for today. I think it was an amazing performance from everyone. I think the first 25 minutes, to be fair, they were really good. So we were struggling a little bit. We couldn't really get out. We had a few chances on the break, to be fair, but I think they're so dangerous with their attacking players. And I think amazing save from Boruc kept us in the game. And I think second half, I think we just tried to defend really well and hit them on a counter-attack, and we did that. And some amazing goals from us.
When you managed to keep them out in the first half, when they were having that good spell and there was a lot of pressure on your goal, did you feel once you'd got through that half an hour that you had the capabilities to go on and win it?
Yeah, I think so. I think those are the times you need to stay strong, you know, make sure you don't concede. As I said, great save from Boruc, and I think that helps us, gives us confidence. I think people were working really hard. Brooksy was doing a great job on the midfield as well. So I think that helped so much, and it gave us confidence for sure.
Sounds strange, but when you have the attacking quality that you have, do you get excited when you see them breaking? Because at the moment, it seems like every time they break, particularly tonight, something was going to happen.
Yeah, no, they break so dangerous that I think our front four are so dangerous. Every time they get the ball on a counter-attack, you know something can happen. And it relieves pressure on us as defenders. So I think that's always good to see. But they're so dangerous, and they do it really well the whole season. They've been doing it.
What is it about playing your old club? Because it's a year on since that famous win at Chelsea by 3-0, which you scored in. And tonight, 4-0. This Bournemouth seems to have a little bit of a good fortune against Chelsea.
Yeah, no, I think it's difficult to say why. I think they have amazing players, and the way they started, it was very tough. So we just had to dig in, and I don't really know why, but we've had some good results against them. And this one will for sure go in the history books as well.
What can this result and performance do for the season now? Because it's no secret you had a very tough spell over Christmas, hard games and difficult results, but now this can be a real platform, can't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have to make sure we keep it going. The next game is Saturday already. We need to make sure we are fresh and ready for the game, and we just have to keep it going. We are in good run now. We have the confidence back, and I think that's what you need. I think after that spell, I think it's amazing the way we came back against West Ham, against Watford. We had some good games. We just have to keep it going now. We are happy with the clean sheets as well now, back-to-back, and that's something we've been working on the training pitch, so we're really pleased with that.
Yeah, that was my next question about the clean sheets. Arta has obviously come in, and he's helped you with two clean sheets. You have two, I guess, new fullbacks either side, with Nathaniel and Smithy coming back as well. What has clicked with this new defensive unit now?
Yeah, I think the way we work, we've done a lot of work, to be fair, on the training pitch with the Gaffer. So everyone knows their roles, what we have to do, our tactics, what we're going to do. And I think it's helped so far. Big man done really well in goal for the last two games. And I just love playing with Steve. And I think the defence so far has been good. But I think it's the whole team, the way Sears and Gozal work today. Also Kingy and Brooksy and the women and the junior. I think everyone worked so hard, so it's a whole team performance.
For a while, when you were just edging down the table a little bit during that hard run of results, all of a sudden now you're 2 points off seventh place again now. Is that now the target, seventh?
I think we have to finish as high as we can. I think we just have to look up every time. We're in the top 10, I think, now. For sure we want to stay there, but there's still a long way to go, so we just have to make sure we keep playing like this.